You are now tuned in to New York's very own Minx Couture. All the opinions and views expressed on this show are from mine and mine only. I take responsibility for everything I say. And if you're gonna be all up in your feelings, then this is not the platform for you, because this is The Minx Show.
Get started, ladies and gents. That song that we had as our intro is by our new Patreon member. Their name is Freedom Corner Brand, and that song was called Bankroll. And definitely excited and happy. Don't mind the new messages that we have coming in. We were just live. Shout out to 759. Thank you so much. This was our show from earlier, indie talk and random music, random talk and indie music. It don't matter how you say it, it's just how you do it. I'm trying to get like a, anywho, let me make this a little smaller. All right. So again, this is the Minx Show podcast. Today's topic for today is called publicity. And I actually have a special guest. My special guest is gone. I'm going to be giving her a call about maybe 5 minutes as I say what up to y'all. There's been so much stuff going on. A lot of conversations that I've had in passing. And one of the biggest conversations that everybody keeps asking me is, Minx, you know, why do you think I need a publicist? And I'm like, well, we're going to find out. And I kept saying for a couple of weeks now, I said, you know, I wanted to get a publicist on here, someone that is familiar with that realm, because I don't want to give you guys the wrong information. And I said, what better way to start the new year with a new person that can actually give us some input on the platform? Because, you know, we have a lot of artists that come and tune in, and as well to share and tell their friends to, you know, be part of this whole thing. All right. So again, shout out to my Patreon members. You know, I've been dropping some jewels in that chat. And we have a pretty good chat. And in the next coming weeks, I will be interviewing my Patreon members. I'll be doing more articles, etc., etc. So I'm just super, super excited. I definitely love the feedback from my team. And, you know, it's just very important, you know. Just want to make sure. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me? Can you see me good? I just want to be sure that everybody's doing, you know, able to hear and follow what I'm doing and what I'm saying. Give me 1 second, guys. Just want to make sure. Because I know earlier today I was checking my connections for everything, and for some strange reason there's always an issue. Always an issue somehow, and, you know, hopefully I figured it out. We were having some connectivity issues with the streams, and, you know, as long as people can hear me and people can see me, that's all I care about. So just let me just check my feeds, because I want to make sure you guys have a dope episode today. All right, so Facebook. Oh, okay, so you guys can hear. Okay, cool. All right, cool. So that's all I care. All I care about is that my guest and I have this popping. And again, I've been really working hard on this platform, and it's getting bigger and it's flourishing the way I wanted to. And so let me tell you a little bit about my guest. So my guest, her name is Kiana the Goddess. She is indeed, you know, a goddess. She is an entrepreneur. She is a radio host. I know that sounds familiar. As well as, because I'm seeing this, just like all these freaking connection issues. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. But anyway, I'm doing my best here, guys. I had to come off of my 5G network, and I went onto my 4G network, and it was saying that, you know, it might be a better connection. You know, we'll find out soon, you know, because I don't know who I'm going to have to beat up. Okay, so other than that, like I said, the next coming weeks, we will be having this discussion, you know, a lot of interviews going on. You know, I have the Patreon team, we have the playlist going on. There's just a lot of stuff that's happening, and I just want you guys to be part of it because I care about what I do. And we just added a new network. One of my new networks is DLive. I just added DLive TV to the network, so now we're part of additional sources. Shout out to Daryl. What's goody, Daryl? Thank you for tuning in. So I think next time around I'll probably need to invest in a new computer or something, because I don't know why the feeds are so strange. Okay, so we're going to get our guests on. Let me just refresh this because I hate the way that looks. All right, so again, Kiana the Goddess, you know, she's a social media expert. She's an artist developer. She's a PR marketing guru. Definitely a person that we needed to tap in with and to get some copious jewels and information so that we can be able to keep this popping. Okay, so with that said, when we come back from after the interview, we'll get into some more tunes that were sent over from my Patreon members. And again, You know, you guys that are interested in becoming a Patreon member, you guys can just head over to the minxradio.com. And if you look on the right-hand corner of the website, you will see the Patreon icon that you can just click on, and then you can be able to join the team. Okay? No pressure. Again, you know, I have the most affordable Patreon, I think, when it comes to these things. $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, or whatever you choose to donate to the platform. You will be getting some copious jewels, as well as tools and information to help with your marketing and promotion of your music or your brand. This is just what I do, and it's what I love to do. Okay, so I'm going to get her on right now. So you might hear a brief silence, and then after that, we'll continue. Okay, so just give me one moment. So you can hear me, you can see me good?
I can hear you, I can see you perfectly.
Awesome. All right. So, hold on, I want to make sure my Zoom is perfect. I like to be a little bit precise with these things. There we go. Awesome. Equal playing field. There we go. Yes. So, Kiana the Goddess.
Yes.
First of all, I love your name. I always loved the name Kiana.
Thank you.
I thought that was, I felt like that, my mom didn't name me that, so I'm kind of jealous.
You know, Kiana wasn't popular when I was younger. It became more popularized, like, as I became an adult, especially the way my name is spelled. People always jack it up, you know, but it wasn't popular at all. It wasn't like the Keishas and the, you know, Letitias growing up.
Oh, okay. Well, my government name, I always tell people, is Alexis, and I always felt that was a car my mom could never get. So I always felt like, you know, come on, you know, why'd you name me that?
It's a pretty name, though.
Thank you.
I mean, it's more popular, just like Kiana, it's more popular now, but, like, you know, when you were younger, if you had a unique name, it was just unique, and now a lot of people have the same name.
Yeah, it's like an inundation of, like, the same name. And I think that's why celebrities now, they're, you know, really stepping it up a notch.
Right.
Like, I don't see me naming my son Fendi or anything like that, so.
No. Fendi, you know, Gucci, Prada, I'm okay. My kids' names are different, but they're not ratchet. You know, like, I pride myself on that. Hi, everybody.
That's good. So, yeah. So can you please tell us, well, first, I would definitely say, when I was reading your bio, I was like, am I reading myself? Because,
right? I'm telling you, we have a lot of parallels. We really, really do.
Yeah, I was like, I was super excited, because it's like, now you feel like, you know, like, oh my God, I could tell her everything because she gets it. So Can you let everybody know what it is that you actually do?
Yes. Well, primarily, I would say, first and foremost, I'm a professional writer. That is where the bread and butter of all of my business stems from, even when it's publicity, you know, because communication is a definite art, and it's essential for being a writer to know how to communicate properly. So I get very bothered when people, like, refer to me as a blogger. I'm not a blogger. I'm a professional writer. You know, I do and can write blogs and articles and press kits and press releases and all of those things. But everything that I do stems from that skill set. So I also have an online radio show like yourself called VPR Radio, which I started with DJ FMI just about 2 years ago. We're hitting our 2-year mark in February, and it has really just taken off. The name of my corporation is Goddess Media, where I provide any sort of professional presentation, branding, and professional consultation for people that are starting a new business and really need to know where to go.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll definitely say that's a mouthful, because I feel the same way too. Like, I started off, like, I've always been a writer, you know, I've always wrote, like, short stories and novels, and, you know, I used to always, like, dabble into a little poetry, and then, you know, eventually becoming a rapper. And that all came from obviously reading Shakespeare and just knowing all of that, you know, mumbo jumbo stuff. But
right.
I'm excited, because, you know, you definitely take pride in that. You know, that's the first thing I always seem to do, is correct people, you know, when they talk with me, You know, yeah. I did it like, oh, you're a podcaster. I'm like, hey, wait. I am a radio personality.
Don't call me host. You know what I mean? Especially if you're going to be blanket host. Like, I remember somebody put me on a flyer as a host. And I was like, host of what? Because I don't host shows, although I can and I have been paid to. But that is not what I do for a living. So let's let people know what I actually do. When they say, hey, can you host my next show? No, that's not what I'm here for.
Exactly. Like, I am a radio personality. Okay.
Right.
That's why I took down all the slashes on my bio, because I feel like that just like intimidated a lot of people for some strange reason. Mm-hmm. So I just left personality. I'm a personality.
Well, what I know that, and I've learned in my experience that as a strong woman with more than one skill set, people are going to be intimidated regardless, men and women alike, you know? So there's, you know, I love the slashes. I try to keep it at minimum. I mean, my bio has a minimum of the things that I do. It really doesn't encompass everything that I do, because branding has so many different levels. You know, I had to teach myself SEO, which is a way that I'm able to get all of my clients on the first page of Google. Yes. Anybody that deals with me, they're on the first page of Google, because if you're not, you don't matter, you know, essentially.
I am addicted to that, the search engine optimization world.
Yes, yes.
We're like black hat gurus.
It's true. You need to know it.
All of that is important. And, you know, it's so hard to, you know, when you're using that type of language with people that don't understand it, you know, that, you know, there's people that don't understand it to search social media optimization as well. So it's just like when you get into these levels and into these realms, it's like you feel more, I would say, useful to the underground.
I agree. I mean, because, well, first of all, you and I deal with so many different independent artists. I know that you've experienced that there may be a great artist and their artistry is amazing. They can sing wonderfully, or they're great at hip hop. However, their business is shitty. You know what I mean? So they don't have their publishing.
We keep it real around here, guys.
They don't have their publishing. They haven't copywritten anything. No sound scan, no any of the elements that you really need to go to the next level to be able to build your numbers and track where your music is going. So that's really where I come in and helping artists, because, you know, I have a big passion for helping independent artists. There's so much amazing music and amazing musicians out here. They're not just on all of the top radio stations, you know. They just don't get the same amount of love and play as these commercial artists. So I find that it's essential to use my platform to be able to highlight them. So DJ FMI and I only spin independent artists, and we pride ourselves on that. And the music is really dope and jumping. I mean, and people come and they're like, who is that? Where can I find them? And unfortunately, sometimes we spin people and we don't even know where to find them because we can't track back to them. But what can I do? I just pound, you know, punch their information in so they could get their few coins and keep it moving. But it is essential to brand yourself, especially in 2020. I mean, you cannot get anywhere without branding yourself. And the crazy thing is, it's so easy now to turn yourself into a brand. This was something that 50 years ago, people were paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their name spread across the word, to have their logo become synonymous with their company name, et cetera, et cetera. Now, social media has really opened that up to be able to utilize it if you do it properly, you know, not through spamming and such, but really through using the proper measures to brand yourself.
You sound just like me.
We spoke the other day. I was like, is this like my best friend in my head? What's happening here? then you call me. You got the hair over the eye.
It's like, hey, hey, this like it's like night and day.
Light, dark.
Exactly. You see, that's one of the things that, you know, that one of the happiest things that I would say about this whole journey, you know, being five seasons into this podcast, and to finally have someone on that gets, you know, they get me. You know, it's like I talk to artists, you know, the artists that are intelligent enough to do the legwork and understand the whole importance of branding and just being a legitimate artist. To have somebody else that is actually doing what we do is absolutely dope. You know, it's just very rare, because, you know, you do have people out there that claim that they do what we do, but, you know, they're
let's talk about it.
They're really not I keep it real. I don't care. They're just here to take your money. You know, they don't care about the craft.
I mean, and unfortunately, this industry is full of scammers. You know, when we had our guests on yesterday, and we were talking to Hajji, we were talking about how they got on back in the day, right? And how he basically passed his mixtape to Guru, put it in his hands. Nothing was published, nothing was anything. He put it all together, put it in his hands, wound up getting a deal. These days, you put something uncopyrighted or such in someone's hand, it's gonna get stolen. You know, if it's great, it's gonna be remade. And unfortunately, with the wave of social media and digital media, has come a lot more fakers, a lot more of those that are just jumping around and trying to get on. You know, I used to do a lot of different events, really trying to help artists in New York City. And a show that I co-produced and also co-owned some years ago, we were the hottest show in New York. Like, a lot of our artists that performed for us then are signed now, or if they're not signed, they're still independent. They have corporate sponsors. They're traveling around the world. So we knew the talent, and we were very, very hardcore about the way that it was presented. You know, it went from just being live bands to being able to use a track, but it has to be an actual performance track. We don't want any overtrack artists. We would not just take people's MP3 music. We would look at their performance, because I need to see how you engage with the crowd. I need to see if your voice sounds the same way it sounds when you're in the studio, you know, and make sure that you're not going to come and mess us up.
That's true.
With the wave of these fakers and these wannabes and all these new showcases and stuff, people don't even trust it anymore. So I found myself in predicaments where I'd have all these music executives at a show, and the artist would show up with nobody else, just one artist, no friends, hadn't sold any tickets. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I have all these people here. They're real important people. But because they're used to going to so many showcases and being sold a dream, you know, I don't have to sell you a dream. I've got the network, and the network respects me enough to come out and show love. But if you guys can't put the work in, I can only do but so much, you know? So in that sense, I've really become very frustrated with the New York music scene, because I just feel like it's saturated with so many artists that, first of all, think they're the dopest thing since, like, sliced bread.
Exactly.
Don't feel that there's 4 more million of you, and I could find talent on any given street corner in New York City, period. There's talent everywhere, in every hood, in every set of projects, you know. So we're not at a loss for talent, but it's about who's going to put the work behind it. So then on top of that, you've got so many that have been, you know, messed around with by janky promoters and such, that they don't have any trust in anyone. And it's a very small circle. I will say I have been very blessed to be entrenched and surrounded by the most thorough and solid people I know in this industry, and they've been in this industry for many, many years, so they have longevity. You understand it because you have such a solid background yourself, and we're able to get a lot of that, you know, preemptive schooling that a lot of people don't get. And I just want to help some of these artists get to the next level. But sometimes it's like pulling teeth trying to help them out, you know, and it's like, I don't have to prove myself. I don't have to prove that I'm false. You know, I think at this point, my reputation precedes me, my network precedes me. So it's like, you either want the help or you don't. You know, I'm offering you some gems. You either take it or you don't. They're like children sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you gotta definitely hold their hand.
All right, well, get burned then.
And, you know, I always feel like, you know, like I always say to artists, you know, the information is out there. You know, it's not hidden. It's not under like a rock somewhere, you know. But when you have people like us that take the time out, like myself, I'm up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning searching the Reddit feeds and, you know, just conversing with others, like people that are seasoned in marketing and just anything surrounding the music business, you know, they get such an attitude, you know, they're like, you know, oh, you know, why do I got to pay? And I'm like, well, you don't have to pay. I mean, you could do the research yourself.
Right, you do all of that research for yourself. I mean, it's frustrating because it's a lack of understanding value, you know, and I feel like it's really much more prevalent in our community and with our people, which is why I prefer to take on corporate clients, you know, because when I say, okay, this is $1,500 a month, I'm going to get paid in advance. I'm going to get checks, you know, I'm not going to have to worry about, oh, my daughter just got sick and, you know, I can't pay you this month, but can you finish my project? No, your project will go on hold. But, you know, people will go to the nail salon or to stand online and get the new Jordans, and they're not wheeling and dealing. They're not saying, oh, I want these new Jordans, but can I give you half now and half in 4 weeks? Well, then that's when you'll get the Jordans, if they're still available. But, you know, I do understand, especially at this point in my career, in this entertainment career, that my knowledge is definitely profound and worthwhile. So, you know, I doubled my consultation rate last year. And I'm telling you, when you start really recognizing your value, it just takes off and the universe aligns itself with you. I had more consultations in a month than I had in all of 2018 after doubling my fee.
Wow.
How real is that? You know, because what happens is then you attract a client that's really serious. You know what I mean? So it's like you're either serious or you're not. You know the price. So you're either going to balk at it and say, oh my God, or you say, okay, let's go. You know, and I like being able to weed those out, because we do get a lot of that. Why should I pay? Why do you pay for anything? Why do you go to the grocery store and pay?
Yeah. Why not walk in and say, I'm taking this bread because I want to make a sandwich.
That's right.
See, that's one of the things that, you know, I always talk to my dad about, because I said, you know, I've been in the education, I would say, of artists for a while. But this was like my cell phone and being on Periscope and talking to 500 people. And I was like, you know, I'm trying to advertise my music and let them know I make beats and how I think the music business is unfair. Right. And, you know, next thing I know, somebody says, hey, you know, you should try podcasting. And I was like, what the hell is podcasting? I don't know anything about podcasting. Like, I'm not Joe Buttons. So they were like, no, like you can, you know, set it up and, you know, you talk to people. And I was like, all right. But the thing that I always struggled with, which my dad always wants to wring my neck around, is he's like, you know, you're shortchanging yourself, because, you know, you're giving away info, you're giving away intel, you know, you're talking, you're giving away the too much sauce. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't feel right charging people for stuff. And he's like, well, you know.
Well, you definitely should. I feel right charging people for stuff. I have no problem with it, because they have no problem charging me.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So that's when I started noticing. I was like, okay, I got regulars that come and watch the show and tune in and share. So my dad's like, you know, you should start a Patreon. I was like, well, see, that's pushing the envelope, because that's monthly.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say it was, you know, a real struggle for me, because I was like, yeah, I'm going to do the Patreon. Oh, all right. I'm going to do the Patreon. I do the Patreon, and it's like, now we're at 21 members and, you know, growing. And I'm just like, I said to my dad, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. How do I keep these kids happy? So he's just like, you know, do your thing. You know,
right.
You want to give away sauce. That's the best place to start stirring some sauce. I was like, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
But I definitely, you know, I think that, you know, what you said about the New York scene, I definitely do agree that, you know, there is a huge, even though people say it's not oversaturated, it is oversaturated, and it's
oversaturated. Are you kidding?
I think the majority of the oversaturation comes from people like their friends and their family that lie to them, that don't want to be honest, that don't want to tell them this is not it, you know. And then when you get people like us that give honest feedback, because, you know, I write reviews now.
Right.
And I feel like, first of all, I would rather somebody write an honest review on me than to just write anything. You know, I can do that myself.
A review is not a review if it's not honest, I feel, you know. And I feel like as an artist, or anyone that's a creator, anyone that is producing things, right? If you don't have honest people in your corner that are going to keep it real, and it doesn't mean, you know, we do live in the cancel culture and people love to be really mean and stuff on social media. So I'm not talking about that level, but having honest people around you that'll say, no, that's not it. You got something there, but it needs to be, you know, it needs to be a little bit more. You need to hear that. I love being able to be critiqued in, you know, a good, solid, positive way, because we're our own worst and best critic. And sometimes we need others to be able to push us outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
Especially when you're doing music and stuff like that, you can just hit a milestone and say, oh, okay, this is my niche. This is my sound. You know, this is my production sound. And you just stay right there. And it's like, okay, now everything's starting to sound the same. When are you going to change it up? And sometimes as an artist, you won't recognize that. You know, so you need somebody real next to you, not just the fans, not just the ones that are going to say, oh, this is perfect, it's beautiful, I love it, it's wonderful. I need to know when it's not wonderful, too, yeah. You know, and I think that that's essential. So when you have fans around you and you got the ones that are just trying to get on through you, they're not doing anything for you, really. They're not helping you in your career, because at the end of the day, the music executives, the people that know, that have been working in this industry, will tell you, often not as nice as we will, Minx. They will tell you, no, that's not it. That shit is not it. And put it to the dogs, you know?
My dad does that over a music.
Well, it wasn't a real friendship. I lost a friendship over a music review because someone wanted me to critique their song, and it was horrible. I knew it was going to be horrible before I got it. But the hook was hot. And so I started out. And he was chasing me. When I tell you chasing me down, I kept saying, oh, I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I was lying. He was chasing me down for the damn review. Oh, so Lord. I finally said, okay, well, I think the hook was great. I think it was phenomenal. You really have something there. But I don't think, you know, I think you were pitchy here. I don't think your sound was right here. He went off. He took it very, very personally. But me, and we were talking about this yesterday, I always get my receipts. So before I ever gave him a piece of feedback, I sent it to four DJs and a music executive. Shout out to Jason Swanston, that's been in the industry for 25 years. And I said, listen to this and give me your feedback. It was not as good as mine. It was not as nice, for sure.
They're brutally honest. They you know, they don't...
Especially when they don't know the artist. I was just like, critique this and let me know what you think. So the criticism was, you know, some were less, but some went in. Jason definitely went in. And so when he started with, who are you? And blah, blah, blah. I said, who am I? I said, okay, well, how about this? I'll send you some screenshots of five other reputable industry folk that feel exactly the same way that I feel. And then you can take that information and do with it as you will.
See, and that's the problem. You know, I think that, you know, there's so, like, in the world that we live in, which we both know, there's a lot of like bullshit services and things out here that promise you promotion, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not really, you know, it's not really promotion. You know, a lot of artists are not understanding the whole concept, which I always say about like followers, you know, just because somebody has 200 billion followers does not mean that 200 billion followers are engaging with them.
Check that engagement for accuracy. You know what I mean? The numbers don't add up. You got 200,000 followers and 15 likes.
No. It doesn't add up. And that's why even like for myself, which I've said, you know, in the past, I've had a lot of like battles and stuff like that with other podcasters and radio hosts that are men, that are jealous, that are haters. You know, they would do some, like,
menace as fans.
They do like the most like heinous shit. Like, this guy sent my page. I'm thinking one night I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I got 4,000 followers. How the fuck did this happen?
Right.
And then I start looking at these followers. I'm like, okay, I put up a post. Ain't nobody saying shit. Like, what the I was like, you gotta be the dumbest motherfucker to go ahead and send somebody some fake ass robots thinking that I'm gonna delete my shit. After that, I was like, you know what? This is the kind of business that we are in.
Yeah.
You know, these are jealous ass men. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to say the majority of them, but, you know, I'm cool with a lot of like male radio hosts and stuff like that. And I was like, look, I don't need a co-host. That's what guests are for. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I don't need a co-host. I just need a DJ, you know, and that's it. But it's like these guys, like, you know, my passion in all of this is, you know, my whole thing was I wanted to be like the Oprah Winfrey of exposing scammers, right? Yeah. It just didn't happen that way because I was like, wait a minute, this would be a never-ending show. There's so many scammers out there.
Right. There's more scammers than there are regular human beings at this point, you know?
Yeah. Everybody's trying to get a quick buck. And, you know, my whole thing is I believe in teaching education because, you know, there are tools that are out there that you can use to audit accounts, et cetera, but y'all don't want to spend the money. So we're spending the money for this shit.
Right. Right. And then you want to not pay us with all the information that we've gotten. We've invested in our brands. We've invested in ourselves and our businesses because we know where we're going. I mean, it's essential. If you want to do anything in life, you're going to have to invest in yourself, period. Like, let's keep it real. You want to become a doctor, you invest in medical school. You know what I mean? Yeah. A scientist, research, whatever. You're going to have to invest in yourself, if not always financially, then definitely with the time. And most people don't have the time to, especially if you're working a 9-to-5 job, to now get home and start trying to manage your second career. And that's why you put people in place that know how to do it and are solid, but stop trying to take away from our worth. We need to eat too. Our children are hungry too. You know, we're not going to get you on for free.
Well, I'll ask you this, because this was actually a question that was posed on my Facebook earlier this week. Actually not even this week. This was last week. So that's why I believe I'm a huge manifester of things.
Oh, yes, girl.
Because it was a PR question.
Okay.
And I told Leonard, shout out to Leonard.
Yes, definitely shout out to Leonard. Leonard Croft Management, you're the plug.
Exactly. So I send him the screenshot of this conversation that I was having. You know, these guys just like to check you. You know, they like to say, I know a little bit more than you. And you're like, well, I got the platform.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah. I know a lot too. I always say, I don't waste my time with people that argue, like they want to argue and fight and try to, you know, show whose testicles are bigger, because I'm like, look, at the end of the day, you can come on my show and argue with me. And then when I get paid off the ads, you know,
right,
I still win.
So, that's right.
You know, you may win the battle, but you won't win the war. That's how it is. But here, let me tell you what the question was. So Basically, there was an artist online that was saying, you know, I need this. I need blogs. You know, hook me up with blogs, hook me up with radios, hook me up with this, this and that. Right. So somebody writes, you know, maybe you need to reach out to a publicist. And he says, well, why the fuck would I need that? Can you please explain to the class what is the importance of PR and publicists? Please explain it. Because I tried and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a guest that's going to do it for me, because I can't.
Okay, so a publicist is different than a manager, because first of all, a lot of people mix that up. A publicist is not here to get you booked for shows. A publicist is not here to, you know, put you on tour. The publicist works with the manager to help with your branding. So the publicist is all about getting you on radio, getting you magazines, getting you advertising and blogs and et cetera, et cetera. But like the person said, get yourself a publicist. The publicist is going to need to be paid, because I can tell you personally, I can reach out to many different people and say, hey, can you put this in your magazine? Hey, can you put this in your blog? You can only do but so many favors, you know.
Exactly.
I don't like to, the same way that I like people to spend within our economy and keep it here, right, is the same thing that I do. So there are things that I outsource. I go to my closest people and I say, hey, I need these blogs and yada, 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 and I'll pay for that. So money that comes from what they paid me for, I then go and actually outsource some of this work to some people. So the money keeps getting spread. Everybody wants to get paid. You know, a lot of people look at artists on Hot 97, Power 105 and stuff, and they say, oh, I'm on Hot 97, I'm on Power 105. It doesn't mean anything anymore, because DJs have sold their soul. So a lot of artists can get one interview, one song played, 1 5-minute, you know, briefing, and some pictures on the step and repeat, and you'll never see them again. It doesn't mean that now you're on. It doesn't mean that now you're signed. It means that you paid some money to get through to whatever DJ. So the publicist is the go-in-between. Also, a publicist is your representative. So when you're trying to get yourself on a radio show and you send and you say, hey, because I get this all the time, hey, Kiana, VPR Radio, I'm such and such artist and this is my work and yada, yada. Not that I'm not going to check it out, because I always do, and I take my time to check through every email that I get. But it's so much better when your representative comes and says, hey, check out this artist, because when you're talking about yourself and you're saying, I'm the dopest thing, you know, it's like ego, ego, ego. Someone else should be saying that you're the dopest thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they essentially become your representative. It's like they become your resume and your cover letter. Okay. And then you're the vessel. So a publicist plays many, many different roles and different hats, but it's not a manager. They are going to be consistently running some sort of campaign. As a publicist, I also do social media management. So I'm all entrenched in making sure that your numbers go up and in making sure that you get the exposure that you need from various outlets. The problem with publicists is that, just like with all the many, many scammers in the game, there's so many people out here calling themselves a celebrity publicist and this, that, and the third. There are a lot of publicists.
I see that all the time. I'm like, what is that shit about?
That's another thing I cannot ever take. When people say, oh, celebrity publicist, I say, no, don't call me that. Don't ever call me that. Like, don't call me that. I don't want to be affiliated with these blanket names that have come up where a lot of people just name themselves that. You know, it's important to know who you're investing in. When you get a publicist, you need to make sure that you're ready for a publicist. Your numbers should be right, your budget should be right, and your music should be together. Can you excuse me 1 second?
Yeah, sure. So I hope you guys are listening to these copious jewels that are being dropped, because, you know, a lot of you guys need to get it together, and you know I love you, and you know I'm here to rock with you, but, you know, y'all need to take heed, listen to the parents sometimes. You got to listen to the parents.
Yeah, I had to just go in because my 8-year-old is trying to make her radio debut.
That's okay.
We make noise so that you can hear me.
We love that. We love that. My little one, you know, she had a bucket on her head the other day, and I didn't know until I looked and I said, oh my God, we're live, and she has a bucket on her head.
She has a bucket on her head. I mean, classic mom stuff. You know what I mean? You know how it is, Minx.
Exactly.
We wear many, many hats around here. But yeah, the role of a publicist will be to be your representative. So you want someone as professional as possible and very, very polished. You know, you don't want someone that cannot spell properly, that cannot use proper grammar, because remember, your publicist is your representative. So when I have publicists that send me things and they can't spell your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E versus your, et cetera, it's like, what? All of that is so essential. You need to know how to do a proper press release so that you can actually get it out to all of these major media outlets. If those components are missing, that's not a real publicist. That's just somebody trying to become one that may know a lot of people.
Or they may be the artist that is trying to portray themselves as being the publicist so that they can get, you know, act like they can get their foot in the door. And I'm like, you know what? That was cute.
Yep, I see you, though. I see what you did there.
You tried there. You did your thing, you know, and that's the other thing I can't stand, you know, the bros and what's up fam, and you know, y'all artists need to stop doing that shit, because that is wild unprofessional. You're not going to walk into a job, you know, you got to treat this like a job. This is a job. When you start exchanging money and you know, you're talking about legal shit, you know, this is a job. So you have to conduct yourself and use the right tools and just converse in the right way. I always, you know, I'm telling these artists now, like recently, I'm like, you know, y'all don't have business cards. Like, what's up with that? Like, you're supposed to be ready at all times. Like my dad used to say to me, what happens if you go to the corner store and, you know, you're going to go get yourself a fifth?
Prepared.
You know? And then Diddy rolls up on you and says, you look like an artist.
Right. You look like an artist. I love it.
let me hear something. And then you're going to be like, I think I got Spotify. Wait a minute, I got Tidal too. He's gonna be like, look, you just wasted your time, brother.
It's over, and your opportunity is gone. You know, you only get that one shot, right? Like Eminem said, it's essential to present yourself properly. I always give these artists, you know, different scenarios, because I'm sure you get the same thing, but someone will just inbox you with their YouTube or their SoundCloud or their blah, blah, blah. No salutations, no greetings, no respect. Would you, if you were looking for a job and you went into the company, you're not just going to push your resume in somebody's face.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Do you work here? Do you work here? There,
you're going to ask, right? Take this. Not even do you work here, just take this. Here, take this. I'm the best candidate. No, we don't want that. You're going to show respect. You're going to say, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm looking for a job. Keep that energy.
Exactly.
Accordingly, and keep that energy. Now, do you know what I do, Minx? When people just send me YouTube links and MP3s on Facebook, I block them. Because I've talked about it long enough. I said, if you don't have respect enough, I'm not going to teach you how to be an adult. No hello, how are you, blah, blah, blah. Not to mention that I tell people all the time, don't send me music on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Send it to vpr.radio@gmail.com. That's the hub. That's where everything's going to get looked at. It becomes too much when I'm going into separate inboxes to try to figure out, oh, where was that hot song? I don't care. Yeah. Put it where I'm going to take my time and download it. And if you can't follow the instructions, now you're blocked.
See, and that's the one thing I always say to be like, look, can you take me out to dinner and a movie first before you start sticking me in these DMs?
Seriously. You know, so hard with no hi, how are you? How was your day? Just yo, check this out. Yo, like and subscribe. Really? Really?
That and of course, you know, you can always sense the ass kissers, because there's ass kissers too. You know, they'll be your best friend, they'll be your homie, they'll be your pal. Yes. And they just want a freebie. They want a favor.
Want a freebie. My boy Planet Law said, anybody that says they're in the music business but doesn't fuck with computers or have business cards, get the F away from them immediately. And I completely agree. It's your authenticity, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And you know, I've been doing this, let's say this is going into, let's see, next month will be 2 years. I've been actively doing this as a podcast.
Wait a minute. When is your anniversary? Because mine is February 13th. So I can't believe we even have the same anniversary month.
It was about like, I think it was like February. It was before my surgery. It was like February the 21st or something like that.
Okay, ours is the 13th. That is just so uncanny. I know. Congratulations to your upcoming 2 years. We'll be celebrating 2 years too. I got to get you on our show. We'll talk about that separately though.
Of course.
Celebrate you. Yes, that's dope.
And, you know, basically, like, you know, what would you say, you know, just to close out the interview?
Yeah.
What advice do you have, like, just for women? Because I was like, we always talk about the fellas. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for the females that do what we do? Because I have, you know, podcast girlfriends. I have girlfriends that are radio hosts.
Right.
And, you know, I can talk to them till I'm blue in the face. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for people like us?
My advice is to be authentic and be yourself. Right now, we are in the twilight zone. Mm-hmm. You know, all the women look alike, all the bodies look alike, everybody is just one person. And if that's not who you are, you don't need to become something that you're not in order to become who you want to be. You know, there is a niche for everything. There's an audience for everything. Like, seriously, there's an audience for everything around the world, any kind of hobby, whatever. You just need to find your market. Don't be inauthentic to yourself. Trying to chase the fame, because when that fame is said and gone and your ethics and morals have been compromised and you're saying to yourself, I'm getting older, this isn't what I can do anymore, what do I do with myself? Now you're lost and now you'll become miserable. So stay true to who you are. Surround yourself with powerful women. Like yourself. You know, we're here. And it takes a village. We need to stop being competitive with one another. And more so, be ready to embrace one another and build one another up. I mean, I feel especially as women in this industry, there's a lot of cattiness. So I'm happy when I stumble upon women like you that are strong, confident, and confident enough where when another strong and confident woman comes along, you don't say, uh-uh, who's that? You know what I mean? But rather like, oh, who's that? You know?
I was ready to jump through the phone like, oh my God, I could tell you everything.
Sister Hobbs twinning.
Exactly.
Like, I felt such a connection, and I had just come off of interviewing my girl Melanie yesterday on PPR, another very strong woman in this industry. And we have to stick together, because all the women aren't going to be for us, and all the fellas are going to be trying to do something else. So you have to hold yourself in high regard, with high esteem and respect, and surround yourself by strong women. And just stay empowered, you know, stay positive. You were talking about manifesting. I'm all about the manifestation. What do you want to do? Write it down and start taking the steps to do it. It's literally that easy. And keep reminding yourself every day, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to be. This is where I'm going to be a year from now. And you can do it. But you will hinder yourself if you're worried about, oh, I don't have red bottoms. She's prettier than me. Get those things out of your mind and start thinking about how you can work with your sisters and against them. That would be the best, you know, advice I could give for women in our industry.
Well, I definitely agree, you know, and it's so weird that, you know, I've only had a lot of steam and smoke from dudes. Like, mm-hmm. I come across so many women that are doing, you know, radio, and, you know, they come to me like, kind of like, you know, I come in peace, and I'm like, wait, let's chill, let's talk, you know, right. let's build, you know, I'm it's not that I'm saying I don't want to build with dudes. I'm just saying that, you know, y'all got each other. So.
And our women are so targeted right now. We need each other more than ever, you know.
Absolutely.
Shout out to my girl, Larissa of Ground Up Youth Work. She runs an organization. And for her launch party, I was helping her with all of her branding. I'm actually her director of branding and marketing. We did a launch party and had nothing but amazing business women. If I would have known you then, you would have definitely been in that building. When I tell you the energy was so radiant.
I'm going to be the next one.
I know you will, girl. And you will. And it was powerful. It was, I've done many, many events, but that was like, that was in my top five. Because to see all of our Black and Spanish women come together for a cause, and nobody was like, what is she wearing? What's it? You know, it was none of that. It was all about the love and support, and everybody there was a freaking boss.
Wow.
I was like, I love this. We need more of this. We need that camaraderie between us, because it is missing, and it doesn't, you know, and on top of it, the way that we're portrayed in media, you know, is not always great. So you're seeing us rip our hair off and, you know, fighting and such, that's not how it should be.
Yeah.
We need to band together and make things happen. And we can.
Yeah, we could take over the world. You know, this is why I think a lot of men pit us against each other and create these situations and scenarios that are kind of like unrealistic.
Well, men are like the new women. You know what I mean?
They are the new women.
You start whispering in my ear like a gossipy girl. I already don't want to have anything to do with you.
See,
you
know those are the type of dudes I block on Facebook, because I'm like, look, if you sitting there talking about some girl's front lace and how her contour don't match her neck, and you don't know how to change a tire, bruh, goodbye.
Not the contour matching the neck, no.
Like, you know, contour doesn't work like that, right?
Right.
Oh, no, I know, because my mama told me.
Yeah, okay. Hilarious.
Well, I definitely, you know, because when we get off tonight, I'm going to actually update our show notes and everything like that. And, you know, once again, you know, I really do appreciate you coming on. I mean, I've been begging Leonard for such a long time, because he just always says such nice things about you. And I'm like, you know what? Can you get her on? Can you try?
So easy. Like, he asked me and I was like, of course. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. I mean, it's a true pleasure and honor to be here. I really think that you're so dope. I thought you were dope before, and then after speaking with you and doing this interview, I mean, listen, you have my support 100%. Whatever I can ever do to help you, your platform, and you know,
you gotta teach me the game, just like Empower. You gotta teach me the game.
you know the game, Queen. Don't play with me. Got this already. You don't need that.
So you guys make sure you guys follow Kiana the Goddess. That's across all social media, which you guys should also take heed. You should not have 50 different handles.
That's right. Proper branding. It's essential.
Well, if Twitter decides to give me back Minx Couture, I'll probably go back to Minx Couture, but we'll see.
I'm so mad at Twitter for that, though. Jeez.
It was gonna happen. You know how these dudes are. But
yeah. Hitting on the kid.
But you guys, make sure you guys follow Kiana the Goddess again. You know, it's such a pleasure to have you come on, and I'm definitely going to be like attached to your hip, because I definitely, you know, I love your way of thinking. You think just like me, and it's almost like having like that. I have a twin sister, but you're like that other twin. you're part of the triplets.
Let's do it. I like trips.
So, you know, I'm so glad, you know, you came on my show. I'm going to come onto your show, and we're just going to do this. And, you know, again, guys, you know, reach out to Kiana the Goddess. You already heard her parameters. She doesn't play that shit. So just, you know, keep it respectful and just, you know, do the right thing.
That's right. And come with a budget.
She got, you know, she don't play. I'm gonna have to take some notes out of your book for that one, because I'm like, wait a minute, I do 95%.
I'll have you doubling and tripling your prices. I don't know if you want to come to me. They'll be like, what the hell?
See, now I'm scared. Now I'm a little scared.
You know, just to point out that I took a webinar about a year and a half ago, and that's when I stopped being scared of like raising my prices, because it is ultra competitive out here, right?
Oh yeah.
But the webinar was all about understanding your value and your worth. When you go into Christian Louboutin, you know what you're going to spend,
exactly,
right? Go in there to make a deal. It's not like when you go into Orchard Street and you go in to buy a leather, okay?
Yeah.
So I want people to know when they're coming to me, they're coming to Prada. They're coming to Louboutin. But you can feel free to go to Payless.
Exactly.
But that's not my price point, okay? So when you come to me, come with the right money. And don't be afraid of it, because that's when you'll get the ones that are really, really committed. And I found that when they are committed, they have no problem paying your fee. When they do have a problem paying the fee, you wind up getting shorted eventually anyway, because it's always a story. You know what I mean? They're trying to scrimp, so.
That is true. That is true. You gotta hook me up with that webinar, girl.
Exceptionally valuable. I'll see if I can find it. I probably still have like the notes from it and stuff. It was from a while ago, and I was like, you know what? That's true. But I was very scared. I was very scared. I was like, oh my God, they already say I'm expensive. What are they gonna say? And I was like, fuck what they say. Cares? I don't need these clients anyway. I'll just keep writing, and if they come, they come, and if they don't, they don't.
See, look, you came onto the Minx Show and you educated Minx. You see what you did? No one's ever done that before. I appreciate that. I needed to hear. You know what? Like I said, I'm a big person about manifestation, and I believe certain things that people say are meant for me. So I really feel that what you said was definitely meant for me, because I've been really toggling with that in my brain. And now it's more evident of, you know, what I need to do to be true to myself and what I deserve. But again, like I said, y'all follow Kiana the Goddess. I definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in to this live. And she's, again, like I said, all across the board, Kiana the Goddess. Follow her and, you know, don't be fresh.
Don't. You'll get blocked.
Exactly. But I'll keep in contact with you. Like I said, your notifications are going to be blowing up, because I'm going to be promoting the hell out of this episode.
And I'll be reposting. So I'm here for it.
Absolutely. And you know what? You have yourself a great evening. And if you need anything, you know you got my number. I have yours. And, you know, let's just keep this women empowerment thing going, and just inspiring ladies to come together and just build together.
Absolutely. And it has been a great pleasure. Thank you again. Thank you to Leonard. We both appreciate you for getting me on the show. Tonight was outstanding.
Yeah. Shout out to Leonard. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you, Mama.
All right. You have a good night.
You too, my love.
All right.
Okay. Ciao. So guys, thank you.
All right, so that was my guest, Kiana the Goddess. I know that was a lot of information to absorb, but you guys already know, you know, I come with the heat. All right, so I do have a new record by one of my Patreons. Let me pull this up for you guys. Post, here we go. All right, so this one is from our Patreon member, Tony Granz. I got to get him. I'm going to get Tony Granz on sometime this month. I definitely want to get Tony Granz on. Let me see. Okay. So this is by Reset, my favorite. That guy, you know, he has like songs that really like stand out, and I'm just like, oh my God. So Reset is like, I'm like a stan for him. So I'm going to play this song. It's called The Come Up. All right. Shout out to Reset. And we're going to get this on now.
I just want the pasta, I just want the lobster. Feds better watch us, I ain't about to gossip. Persona non grata, smoking on the lava. Patty in the Mazda, licking on Madonna. Got a fetish for the commas, mouth full of vodka. All damn summer, I be planning on the come up. Flip it till the sun up, pull up, I'ma run it. Brand new bitch, every kilo in the stomach. 30,000 miles up, cause daddy need a phantom. Tell her put your hands up, came for the ransom. This shit ain't random. Got a taste for the hoes, got a taste for the platinum. Looking for some action, trying to get a plaque, son. Trying to make it happen, lost in the stars. Tell me where your passion. Got the magic, the cash is passive. If I speak it, then I have it. Aight. Thank you. I strike a chord every time that you heard it. Flowing off the earth's surface, wordsmith, then I get it like it's urgent. Rhyme for a purpose, looking for the truth, but I'm lost in the circus. Y'all flop every time, but it's cool, no one heard it. Pull up on your bitch, but it's cool, no one perfect. And it never occurred to you, you pray in the current. No love in the jungle, you surrounded by serpents. I'm the spark in the night, like my soul is burning. The blood on your fist when you run swinging. When you lost in the dark and you fight demons. When the bully hit the mark, only one of us leaving. Only one of us winning when it's drip season. But they only suffer more if I leave them breathing. And they wanna hear me roar, but I need a reason. And they wanna hear me roar, but I need a reason.
Yeah. Holla. Holla. Holla.
Yeah, so that was our Patreon member, Reset. Shout out to him. Thank you so much for that record. What I really want to do real quick is I'm going to restart the live, actually, because I'm thinking that there is a delay or an issue. All right, so just give me a second. You know what? I'll do my preliminary test after that. Anywho, so yes, again, those were some jewels that we really needed to hear, you know, especially a lot of stuff that I needed to hear. But there was an article I wanted to touch on tonight that I thought was very important. And one of the things that we are neglecting as artists are our mental health, and as well as, you know, just certain things that we just should not be neglecting. All right. So I'm going to, let me share my desktop. All right. I'm going to really do a defrag because this is unbelievable. All right. So it says, ASCAP launches tune-up program to support music creators' physical and mental health. Okay, this is on billboard.com, and this was written by Chris Eggerston. So again, it says, a study conducted prior to launch found that the health and wellness needs of music creators exceed those of the general population. Oh, that's weird. All right, so it says, with the help of a new program, ASCAP is hoping to provide its members with something that's so often in short supply for music creators, which is peace of mind. So on Tuesday, December the 10th, this was last month actually, it says, the Performance Rights Organization announced the launch of Tune Up, a new program that will focus on supporting the physical and mental well-being of ASCAP members. And I am a member. Shout out to ASCAP. So it says, creating music is an all-consuming passion and a labor of love, but you've got to take care of your instrument. In this case, music creators, your body, mind, and spirit, the ASCAP chairman of the board and president, Paul Williams, says. His ASCAP has a long commitment to supporting the livelihoods of songwriters and composers, and with Tune Up, we're taking one step further. If creating music is your life, we are here to provide the resources you need to be at your creative best. This is just the beginning. And we will roll out more services in the months to come. So again, you guys can check out this article. It's listed on www.themixshow.com. And the Tumblr page on Minx Radio. You could check that. All right. So that was one of the articles that I felt was important that you guys should check up on. Because your mental health is very important. And there's a lot of stuff going on, especially with scams, etc. You know, it's a lot to take on in the brain when someone takes your money. And you're just like, what the fuck? I did everything I was supposed to do. But, you know, that's just what it is. That's just what happens. All right. So one more thing I wanted to talk about was a rant that I have, but it's also a promo. You know how I get down, guys. All right, so overnight, I actually just dropped one of my reviews, and I've been working on reviews for artists, and I'm excited about it because, you know, we really need to have, you know, I just don't think that hip hop blogs and just music blogs in general are doing their justice in helping an artist flourish and get heard. So I'm like, you've got a hip hop blog, congratulations. You have a music blog, congratulations. And a lot of these blogs seem to think that writing a review, like we were talking with Kiana, writing a review is not saying, hear this track, and then attaching embeddable links and cherry picking tweets, and just adding it to a blog site to make it seem like, you know, like you did something. And, you know, if I'm going to combat a lot of shit that I think people should not be charging, I'm going to start with, first of all, services that don't make any sense. And then I'm going to continue with blogs and do my due diligence as a person that is a writer and author. And, you know, I just, you know, people just be on some other shit. Okay. So let's get into it. All right. So I'm on minxradio.com, as you see. We are live on minxradio.com. As you see, we're still lagging. I don't know what the problem is. I gotta hit up Restream because that's a problem. But anywho, so I wrote an article on Vern, VRN Hayes, regarding his album release. Actually has a couple of releases. And you guys can check this out on minxradio.com. It's on the front page. All right. So again, you know, I take pride in my work. You know, I don't just write bullshit and I don't just write shit because it sounds nice. You know, I do full reviews. Okay. We're going to start with the first paragraph on here who is Vern Hayes. This is, besides being one of the hardest working underground artists that I've personally seen to date, Vern does not hesitate to let the masses know he's here and he's bringing more than just content to the table. You guys can check out this blog. And support Vern, because he's a hardworking artist. And, you know, I definitely take my hat off to him. All right. So, that's today's show. I really did not have that much to report because we're doing our daily shows now. And, you know, I'm just trying to keep the podcast more on an educational level. And the ratchetness can be on the daily show that I like to present and show you guys my side. Because, you know, sometimes I like to talk about things that are outside of music, but we always get back into it. Again, you know, shout out to 759, who's working with me. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we're working on this year, trying to make this happen. Again, this application Anubis is going to be dropping. I do, however, want to do touch base on this playlist shit. Like I stated before, there's a bunch of artists out here that think I'm fucking stupid. And I'm not. And, you know, it just bothers me that, you know, you have people like me, right? I'm a rapper. I'm a singer. I'm a producer. I'm a music engineer. I do everything that most people deem like women are not really supposed to be doing, right? So my problem is that when you have artists that complain, this is not fair. That's not fair. No one's listening to my shit. No one's playing my shit. And then you have a person like myself who puts her music on the back burner and puts her, you know, beats on the back burner to help you. And you guys do stupid shit, like take advantage of me, because I say, hey guys, I have a playlist specifically curated for artists, for you guys to add your own music, right? Because we have Gas or Trash Radio. And you guys go and you already know that I specifically said add one song. And you guys say, fuck you, Minx, I'm adding 10 songs. That's not flourishing. That's not building. That's not working. The way that I look at it is that we create these platforms, we create these educational tools, so that we can be able to help you. And this is exactly why you have people that scam you. This is why you have people that take your money and don't deliver. Because you're scamming me at that point. You're scamming me. And I just don't think it's right. You know, I mean, certain artists, you know, I'm literally doing technically free promotion. And you guys are telling me, fuck you, Minx. Fuck your rules. That's not right. Why is it that other artists can follow directions, but others can't? I mean, it makes no sense to me. I wouldn't do that. If somebody said, hey, Minx, I have a playlist that you can add your music to, but please add one song at every 30 days, or add a song until I tell you, you know, I like your music, send me another song. And I go ahead and I say, fuck you, and I upload my entire EP to a playlist. Come on. That's not right. That's not right. You know, I'm a good person. I consider myself a good person. You know, I get into my beefs here and there. Some of you guys like me. Some of you guys may not. But there are people that do respect me. And there are people that do respect my rules. And those people are the ones that are going to get the promo. Those people are the ones that I'm going to keep rocking with. Those people are the ones that I'm going to be educating. Those people are the ones who can't afford the Patreon, but they give me something. They give me something. They donate something. They say, Minx, this is all I have right now. I don't have a lot of money. You know, I'm paying child support. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but I really see value in what you're doing, and I promise around tax season I got you. It hurts my feelings. I'm not going to lie. It does hurt my feelings, because I'm like, wow, like, I don't have to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I could easily hang this shit all up and go back to making beats and doing my music and take all the knowledge that I've acquired on this journey of podcasting, and take all this knowledge of that I've acquired building and networking with particular people. I just feel like, you know, if you're going to take advantage of me and you're going to make me feel like what I do as a courtesy to help you guys is bullshit, then you're really going to fuck it up for other people, because I'm not going to lose my mind trying to help people. You know, I can roll with Kiana and work with businesses instead, you know, work with the companies that do pay and do respect me. I could do all of that. So I'm going to give you guys another shot. You know, I'm not going to be, you know, a bad person. Don't leave water around the equipment. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I'm going to give you guys another shot. I'm going to be resetting these lists, these playlists. I'm going to be deleting all the songs off these playlists. And then we're going to do it the right way. See, TMS, the Minx Show Patreon playlist, that playlist is a locked playlist. So unless you're a Patreon member, you're not going to, you know, worry about getting kicked off the list. But I'm resetting all these lists. And again, I hope you guys follow directions. I'm going to say it very clearly, very precisely. We have five lists. Five. Gas or Trash, or GOT, G-O-T, has five lists. List one is Gas or Trash Heat. This is the music you think is hot. You think you have a banger. That's what you add to. We have Gas or Trash Pop. If you do pop music, add your music to the pop music. But you must follow the playlist that you are adding to, right? You're only allowed one song. The third playlist is Gas or Trash Hip Hop. If you don't think that you qualify to be with the trappers and the mumble rappers, and you think you have some hip hop, you add your music to that playlist, and you must follow that playlist. Okay. We have gas or trash, alternative and rock. If you do rock, if you do alternative, and you feel that your music should be on this playlist, then you add your music to this playlist and you must follow the playlist. Okay. And last but not least, I said R&B, I said pop, I said R&B, pop. It's like, oh my God, it's just like, see what I do? See what I get? Let me run into Spotify. I thought I had it. I always surprise myself somehow and I still fuck up. Okay. All right. Okay, so gas or trash, pop and dance. Gas or trash, rock and alternative. Gas or trash, R&B. Gas or trash, hip-hop. And gas or trash, heat. Add your music yourself. This is a collaborative playlist, meaning you find a playlist by GOT, G-O-T. You find those playlists. It's on my website. You add your music. You follow the playlist. Those of you who do not follow the rules, it is a permanent fucking ban. Okay? You don't follow the rules, you're permanently banned from joining any of my playlists at all. And I know some of you guys are probably sitting there saying to yourself, man, this bitch act like that. Well, I just signed up and became part of a network of playlist curators. This network is going to help me grow my playlists. Okay? Organic listeners looking for specific music. So if you want to fuck with me, and I don't mean that in a nice way, you want to fuck with me and you want to be funny, you want to be cute, oh well, you shot yourself in the foot. But don't disrespect me. Just please don't. Don't disrespect me. I try my best to do what I got to do. So you do what you got to do and just follow the directions. I love you guys. All right. So gas or trash, my show, my second station. Gas or trash is specifically for being able to critique music. And the way that it's going to work is it's going to be a weekend show. So if my audience is not feeling your record, it gets removed from the playlist. Thank you. Try again. Okay. Honest feedback. You want honest feedback. You want reviews. You want this. You want that. This is how we're going to do it. Okay. So again, if you have Station Head, download Station Head. Gas or Trash Radio. Follow it. We're going to get this popping. We're going to get this new year going. Anybody that is interested in having a review, an album review, I will be posting up information as to how you can facilitate that with me. I don't play games. I'm very serious about what I do. You see the past blogs. I'm trying to make Minx Radio the best out here. The best platform. Not saying the best as in competitive. I want to be one of the best so that you guys could know that I'm part of a large network of the best. So, again, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I apologize again for the lag. There's a freaking lag with my computer. No, I'm not going to say computer. I got to hit up Restream once again. Because I can guarantee there's an issue or a fucking problem. All right, so I'm closing out the show with a Patreon member. Again, don't get mad about the Patreon. It's either, you know, you become a member or, you know, or not. Okay, so, all right, so we're going to get my favorite, one of my, I love this song, Thor Cypher. We're going to get him on. going to close out the show. And I thank you guys. And reach out to me, submissions@minxradio.com. Have a good night.